Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Thursday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We got a really good show on deck for you guys today. We got Game 5 of the Western Conference Final between the Mavs and the Wolves. We'll look at that. We'll also look at Game 5 in the Eastern Conference Finals in the Stanley Cup playoffs between the Rangers and Panthers as well. PJ Pick 5 on the show today. College World Series tournament starts tomorrow. I'll give out my 5 favorite bets for the regional. Matt Horner going to join me in the middle of the show for Model Making Money, and then we're going to do a little PJ's potluck today, go around the board and give out some of our favorite bets on the sports schedule for today. Then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays for today. As always, any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. Twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. And if you miss any part of the show, you can go check it out on the Send It In podcast. Let us know what you guys think, and go check it out. Rate, subscribe, review, and like it. Let's kick this thing off, glasses in session, as we start with playoff Peach. We got the Mavs and the Wolves tonight. Game 5, Minnesota favored by 4.5, minus 200 on the money line. Dallas is plus 165. Obviously, Dallas got out to that 3-0 start. Minnesota won Game 4 to advance to Game 5. They're 0-2 at home in this series. Kind of has a different feel to it, though, right? Like, when a team's up 3-0, we just automatically think the series is over. And we kind of thought that heading into Game 4. But now that Minnesota's won a game, it gets real interesting. If they win tonight and they force a Game 6 back into Dallas, it kind of has a similar feel to that Miami-Boston series last year, where Miami was up 3-0. All Boston had to do was win that Game 4 on the road, and then it made things a little interesting. They end up forcing that game to go the full 7, as we know, and then end up losing it to Miami. Not saying Minnesota will force a full 7 games, but they certainly could make things very interesting on Dallas, and all the pressure would be on the Mavs heading home for Game 6 if Minnesota is able to win tonight. With all that being said, we're getting 4.5 points with the Mavericks tonight. Derek Lively questionable to play. His props are currently up on BetMGM right now, so it looks like as of this moment, he's more likely to play than he's not to play. But this series has been close. All 4 games have come down to the final few minutes, it feels like, the final possession. 2 of the games have been decided by 3 points. We had Game 4 that was decided by 5 points. So getting 4.5 points with Dallas, I think, is probably the way to go. If you want to take your chances and hope that Minnesota, feeding off that home crowd, maybe gets off to a hot start, and you can get an even bigger number with the Mavs, like plus 7.5, +8.5, something like that. Certainly wouldn't blame you there. Not one of my favorite plays that we've had for this series or this playoffs, but if I had to make a lean, I would take the Mavs +4.5. As for some player props that I like, Naz Reid over 1.5 threes at -115. It's been fun kind of watching this series, all the player props and the movement in the market. And for Naz Reid three-pointers, we have seen a big fluctuation in his prices and how much juice we have had to lay throughout the series. But Naz Reid is back at home. And if you look at what he did the first two games in this series, he shot the lights out from three-point range. He had 3 three-pointers in game one. He had 6 three-pointers in game two. We know the role players, the bench players, tend to play better at home. Naz Reid's certainly one of those guys. He's getting good looks. Maybe people are going to be a little shied away from Naz Reid after the way that Karl Anthony Towns played in game four. Maybe starting to get in a little bit of a rhythm here in this series. I'm not one of those people. I'll take Naz Reid over 1.5 threes. And if anything, I like Karl Anthony Towns under points tonight. Cat's one of the few players, usually home and road splits, guys play better at home than they do on the road. Cat's usually the other way. He actually tends to play better on the road than he does at home, so that's another reason I like Naz Reid today. And remember, Gobert and Cat were in foul trouble for a lot of game four. I expect them to probably be in foul trouble again tonight. Should lead to more minutes for Naz. I also like Daniel Gafford over 6.5 rebounds tonight for Dallas. I mentioned Derek Lively is questionable, but because it looks like he's going to play, the market, obviously, with Lively back in the rotation, is going to soften Gafford's market a little bit. But I just think Derek Lively coming back from a concussion, a head injury, like, they're going to ease him into it. They're still up 3-1 in this series. If you win tonight, you're off for essentially a week until the NBA Finals, and you really get a chance for him to rest. So I don't think Dallas is going to play him like 35, 40 minutes tonight. I think they're going to kind of ease him back into the game. So I think we're getting good value here on Gafford because of the potential of Lively to play. Maybe Gafford's rebounding number isn't as high as what it should be. I'll go over 6.5 boards for Gafford tonight at -120. Then for the NHL, we got the Panthers and Rangers tonight. Game 5, huge win for the Panthers in Game 4. I think you got to take Shesterkin over 28.5 saves tonight. The Panthers have essentially dominated all four games in this series, but the reason it's 2-2 is because of Igor, because of what a great goalie he is. The last three games in this series have all gone to overtime, and the Rangers have found a way to win two of those three games. But there's a reason that Florida is favored once again in this game. Crazy stat that I saw today. The Panthers, as we know, won the President's Trophy for the best record in the regular season. Since 2001, there's only been one team that was an underdog more than once in the postseason as a President's Trophy winner. This is like the sixth straight home game that the Rangers are dogs being President's Trophy winners. So even though they had a great regular season, odds makers are telling you that Florida is the better team. I agree with that. I think they get the win tonight, so I like the Panthers -120. I like Igor over saves as well. And then for Game 5 tomorrow night between Dallas and Edmonton, some early thoughts there. What stands out to me is the series price. Now that Edmonton won, they erased a 2-goal deficit last night, scored the next 5 goals to win 5-2. Dallas is -120 now to win this series against Edmonton. Think you're getting really good value there on the Stars. I think they're the much better team. I think we're getting Stars-Panthers in the Stanley Cup Finals, so I jump on that with Dallas. This is what they do. They lose Game 1 of a series, they bounce back, and they come back to win. It's worked out for them the previous two series. They're on track to do it again here against the Oilers, so I like Dallas -120 to win the series. All right, let's do a little PJ Pick 5. We got the College World Series starting tomorrow. And I know the College World Series isn't that popular amongst a lot of people. You probably don't watch too much college baseball regular season. We obviously have Johnny Venezia on every Monday to keep track of it, but it is a great tournament. And I've really only gotten into it the last 3 or 4 years, but it's amazing. It starts tomorrow. You're going to have like 6 games going off at noon. Just think of it as essentially the NCAA tournament in March Madness, but on steroids, because you have so many games going on tomorrow and Saturday. It's awesome. So I'll give out my 5 favorite bets in these regionals for teams that I like to advance to the Supers. We're going to start with my favorite bet on the board. And growing up in a Maryland household, University of Maryland, these words were never to be uttered, but I really like Duke. I really like the Blue Devils this year, -135. I think they got an awesome team. Their pitching staff is fantastic. ERA is one of the lowest in college baseball. They got an ace in Jonathan Santucci, who's been out the last couple months. He was warming up, though, in the ACC tournament, and Duke ended up winning the ACC tournament, and they didn't even need Santucci. And you look at some of the other teams in the ACC, Clemson, NC State, UNC, Wake Forest, all these teams that are in the tournament. Some of these teams are hosting regionals. Duke won the ACC tournament. They're coming in hot. What I love about the Blue Devils, though, is that they're one of the best teams in the country away from home. Obviously, when the NCAA tournament starts, you're not going to be playing at home for most of these teams. Duke's the 2 seed in the Oklahoma regional. So they're going to be on the road for the rest of the tournament, but they're a great road team. They're a great neutral site team. They played well against good competition this year, and that pitching staff, I think, is going to lead the way for them. So you got to lay some juice for Duke, but I like it. Minus 135 for them to advance. I also like Mississippi State at plus 110. They're in the Charlottesville regional with the University of Virginia. Virginia is one of the most flawed number one seeds in the entire tournament. Virginia, great baseball program. They've won the national championship in the past decade. Normally a team that hosts regionals, but it's not quite the same Virginia team that we're accustomed to. Their lineup's very good, but their pitching is not as good, especially what they usually have in that organization. I think Mississippi State is clearly the best team. They have a 3 and 4 seed in their region too that you really don't have to worry about. Quite frankly, I'm shocked we're getting plus money with Mississippi State to win this region. I'd even look at Mississippi State to win the Super Regional. That's plus 400 at some shops. They potentially could get Arkansas in the next round. I think the draw is really good for Mississippi State, and I like their price at plus 110 as well. Number three for me is going to be the Oregon State Beavers at minus 130. Oregon State is a wagon offensively, one of the best lineups in college baseball, and they have one of the best players in college baseball as well. In Travis Bazzano, you're going to need to know that name because he's probably going to be a top 10, top 5 pick in the upcoming MLB draft. And look, if you watch the show, you know I'm a big narrative guy. This is the last event for the Pac-12 conference. This is it. And their best chance at winning anything is going to be the Oregon State Beavers. And wouldn't it kind of be justice for Oregon State to be one of the two teams along with Washington State that really didn't find another home among the Power 5 conferences? And that would be the school to send the Pac-12 off riding into the sunset. I like the way that their kind of draw works out for them, how it shapes up. A little worried about UC Irvine, the 2 seed, who's really good and excellent pitching staff. But I think Oregon State does advance. I'll lay the minus 130 with them. Then I'll take East Carolina as my next bet, plus 175 over Wake Forest in that Greenville region. So East Carolina is the host. They're the 1 seed in this region. Wake Forest is the 2. But the Demon Deacons are the heavy favorites at minus 145. Why is that? They were the number 1 overall seed last season, and they're starting to get healthy, and they have one of the best pitchers in all of college baseball in Chase Burns. And if Wake Forest advances to the Super Regional, they're likely going to get Tennessee, and Chase Burns is a transfer from Tennessee. If there's one thing that I know about sports, a lot of times the matchups that we all want to see, a lot of times the matchups that we all project, usually don't happen. We all thought we were going to get Boston and Denver in the NBA Finals. That didn't work out. Everybody always has the same Final Four that we think they're going to get, and it never happens that way. A lot of people think it's going to be Wake and Tennessee. I think East Carolina is going to ruin that, and they're a great home team as well. I like plus 175 on the Pirates. And then finally, my long shot to win a regional is going to be the 3 seed, the Coastal Carolina Chanticleer is at plus 400. A lot of this is because of the top 2 teams in their region. Clemson's the 1 seed, and Vanderbilt is the number 2 seed. Clemson, back-to-back years, they're hosting a regional. They got a really good program. And Vanderbilt, if you know anything about college baseball, they're one of the top teams. They're always in the tournament. They're always a great team. They're an MLB pipeline. Really, really good program. But Coastal Carolina has got a really good offense. And they had an up-and-down season. Their head coach is in his final season. He won a national championship at this school like 6-7 years ago. I think his players want to send him off in a big way. And what better way to do that than to upset Clemson and Vanderbilt. So Coastal Carolina, there's a reason as a 3 seed. They're just plus 400 to win this region. I think they're a great bet. I'll take Coastal. Those are my 5 plays. Duke, Mississippi State, Oregon State, East Carolina, and Coastal Carolina to advance to the Super Regionals. All right, let's go to Model Making Money check-in with Matt Horner, who is standing by. And Matt, always great seeing you, man. What are the 5-star plays BetQL has for us today?
Yeah, so five-star play I'm going to be giving out here today is the Braves -1.5 on the run line on the diamond there. Model has this as a five-star bet, projects the score of 5.5 to 3.5 on average. I think it's fading Trevor Williams a bit here. Williams, 2.29 ERA, but he is due for some significant regression, 3.19 expected ERA, almost a full run higher, and a 3.72 xFIP. So also, lots of regression due there. Plus, it states manager Dave Martinez, 13-27 ATS the following game after the Nats have a three-game span of batting .333 or more. So that's a little trend for you there, and the model just loves this. The five-star play, Braves -1.5.
All right, a lot of good stuff there, a lot of good trends. Matt, what about yourself? What are some of your favorite bets for today?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Red Sox on the money line here tonight against Detroit. Nick Pivetta is on the mound. Pivetta, he's quietly been one of the best pitchers in baseball over the past year. I found a little interesting tidbit. Among 135 pitchers who have tossed at least 80 innings since July of last year, Pivetta ranks third in strikeout rate, third in strikeout to walk percentage, and fourth in total xFIP. The guy has been fantastic. He's due for even more positive regression this year. He has a 4.20 ERA, but a 3.25 expected FIP. I think he's going to be great going forward, and I just love him tonight against the Tigers. So give me the Red Sox on the money line. Second best bet, I'm also going to take the Astros and the Mariners under 7.5 here. The under has cashed in three consecutive games in this series. Spencer Arrighetti, I think is how you pronounce his last name, Italian there. He's a blow-up candidate usually on any night, but he is due for some positive regression as well. He has a massive 6.93 ERA, but a 4.55 expected ERA, and he has been really unlucky. 0.394 BABIP and a 62.5% strand rate. A really unlucky guy right there, and I think he might see some positive regression against the Mariners team that has struggled against righties, 95 WRC+. Logan Gilbert, just another fantastic arm in the Mariners, starting rotation. Best starting rotation in baseball. A lot of low-scoring games are going to be had with the Mariners this year. So give me the under 7.5 in the Astros and the Mariners game. They're my two favorite plays.
All right, I like it. Matt, let's talk some NBA. We got Game 5 tonight between the Wolves and the Mavs. Anything you like tonight, side total, player prop?
Yeah, so I'm actually going to go with a player prop here. Jaden Hardy over 5.5 points. Head coach Jason Kidd came out and specifically mentioned how good he has been playing for them recently. And whenever the head coach is talking about a player and how good he's been playing, that gets my attention. He scored at least 7 points in three straight games now. He seems to have a really high usage rate, actually. He has a 32.3% usage rate when he's actually on the court. And I think he's kind of taken away Tim Hardaway's spot a little bit. He's playing really impactful minutes right now. 5.5 just seems really low to me for him to get to. So give me 5.5, over 5.5 for Jaden Hardy. And that's my favorite play in the game tonight.
All right, I like it. Now, Matt, it feels like even though Minnesota's down 3-1 in this series, a lot of people think that maybe they could come back and make NBA history and erase this 0-3 deficit. Are you one of those people, or do you think Dallas can find a way to win one of these next three games?
Well, I think it's possible, obviously. It's always possible that it could happen, however unlikely that may be. I think the Wolves can win maybe one more game in this series, but in the end, I think Dallas is going to win the series. I mean, it'd be really difficult for them to come back from being down 0-3. I actually had the Timberwolves in the last game on the money line because their backs were against the wall and they needed to play really well. The team's too talented to just lay down and die. So I took the Timberwolves there and they got the win. They might be able to sneak one more win, but I don't see them coming back and winning the series overall against Dallas.
You gave us a lot of good stuff in baseball with some plays that you like. I'm interested in the futures market because yesterday in baseball, Imanaga, who's been untouchable all season, finally got roughed up by the Brewers. We had some changes in the NL Cy Young, NL Rookie of the Year. Skeens was really good yesterday. And then you have Gunnar Henderson hitting a grand slam. So many things going on. These markets are changing. Curious, any like future bets in baseball, team or players that you kind of have your eye on right now?
Well, I got to tell you, that Imanaga start yesterday really shocked me. I lost a couple bets on that game because the Brewers just really weren't great against left-handers coming into that. So I didn't see him, the Brewers offense being the one to make him regress, but they did. So baseball variance can get you at any time. Future bets, honestly, I don't have much in right now. I mentioned before on the show how I took the Angels win total under at 72.5. Honestly, Pivetta, I was talking about Pivetta earlier. He is 800-1 to win the AL Cy Young Award. Obviously, that's an extreme long shot, but I might put maybe like a $10 bill down on that because it's 800-1. I think he's been one of the best pitchers over the past year, and he's due for more positive regression going forward. So, and if the Red Sox can get something going a little bit here and finish at a respectable win total, he could be in it there. So 800-1, Pivetta. Maybe a little sprinkle there. That'd probably be the best I can give you for the futures market right now.
All right. I like it. Matt Horner, join us here on Model Make Money. Great stuff as always. Matt, good luck, man. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sure. Thanks, PJ.
Yes, sir. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, it's time for a little PJ's potluck. Going to bring in Shawnee Sharp here to help me out with this one. We're talking baseball. We're talking basketball. We're talking hockey. A little bit of everything. Shawnee Sharp, what's our first bet up?
Yeah, PJ, just we're talking about it. Imanaga obviously had a rough start last night. Sucks, you know, being a Cubs fan. Couldn't imagine that. He's now dropped to minus 110 to win NL Rookie of the Year. Or would you take Paul Skeens to win NL Rookie of the Year? He's at plus 300.
I'm still taking Imanaga. He was so untouchable for like the first 2 months of the season. Finally got roughed up. We were talking about it yesterday. I was doing the show with Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet, and we were talking about the fact that Imanaga hadn't started in 2 weeks. He had a start that got rained out, and then they just decided to just not throw him the next day and just make him go his full 5 days rest. And when you're on a roll like that, and you're a pitcher, and you're a creature of habit and routine, sometimes that kind of stuff happens, and certainly Imanaga got a tough wake-up call yesterday, so it's one bad start. I know this Paul Skeens mania is sweeping Major League Baseball. He's been as good as advertised. He's striking people out left and right, but Imanaga numbers have been so good outside of last night that he is still the clear favorite. Would still take him minus 110.
All right, let's go to Game 5 here of the Western Conference Finals. Luka Doncic over 30.5 points, minus 105, or Anthony Edwards over points at 28.5 at minus 110.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I honestly like both. If I had to choose, though, I'd probably take Ant-Man over 28.5 points. Luka probably had his worst game of the series in Game 4, and he still had a triple-double. Like, that's what Luka's bad game looks like. Now, he could have a triple-double, obviously, again tonight and still not score 31 or more points. I think Minnesota, though, has found something going with Kyle Anderson as the primary defender instead of Jaden McDaniels. Jaden McDaniels is a fantastic defender, but sometimes it's about matchups. And Luka is a veteran. McDaniels is a younger player. And Luka's size and strength, I think, is bothering McDaniels a lot in this series, whereas he can't use his size as much on Kyle Anderson. And kind of Anderson's slow-mo ability, I think, throws Luka off a little bit, certainly more than it does Jaden McDaniels. So I'll go with Anthony Edwards. Much more aggressive in Game 4. He was in attack mode. I love his mindset and Carl Anthony Towns' mindset in Game 4. Attack the basket. Let's get some easy layups, some easy shots, and then we shoot from the outside. That's what they were doing. I'll go Anthony Edwards over 28.5 points.
All right, let's stay in this game here. Let's look at the two centers, the two big men for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Would you rather take Rudy Gobert under 10.5 rebounds at plus 105 or Carl Anthony Towns under 20.5 points at minus 125?
Again, I kind of like both, especially if Lively's going to be back, and then you're going to get Lively and Gafford out there trying to control the glass against Rudy. But I'm going Cat under 20.5 points. Cat's home and road splits are just too hard to ignore. When he's at home, he doesn't play as well as when he does on the road. And he's going to, I'm sure, try and have the same mindset he did in Game 4, like I was just talking about, where he's going to attack the rim a little bit more, and then he's going to try and shoot threes. But Cat was really on fire in the second half in Game 4. Don't know if you can trust that again. And with him, you always got to be concerned about foul trouble. He has like two or three fouls a game that are so boneheaded, that are out by half court, and you're just like, why make that foul? It doesn't make any sense. So I'll take Cat under 20.5 points, minus 125.
All right, let's go to the NHL here. Igor Shesterkin over 28.5 saves or Sergei Bobrovsky over 2.5 goals allowed at -110.
I'm going to go Igor over saves. I like Florida to win tonight, and I think it's probably going to be an under kind of game, so I'm hoping Bobrovsky doesn't give over 2.5 goals. And again, the Panthers have been the better team. They've controlled so much of the time that have been played in this series, but 3 of the 4 games have gone to overtime, and we know in OT playoff hockey, anything can happen. It just takes one lucky bounce, one lucky shot, and you win the game. Igor has been so good. He's the best goalie in the NHL. This is a 2-2 game. You win game 3, and the percentage of your chance to win the series goes way up. So both teams should get a great effort tonight. New York back at MSG. I think the Panthers are going to control the game like they have much of this series. I think Igor stands on his head. I'll take Igor over 28.5 saves.
All right, now we have a PJ Glasser staple bet here. The Mavericks versus Timberwolves to go to overtime is 12-1, or the Panthers Rangers to go to overtime is at +265.
I do like this bet. I kind of think we're going to get overtime in Mavs T-Wolves in a potential Game 6. I don't like it tonight, but keep that one in the back pocket for Game 6. Look, Rangers-Panthers is going to OT 3 straight games. I know it's unlikely to go to 4 straight games, but it was unlikely that they would go to OT in 3 straight games. And both goalies are really good, especially Shesterkin, and the Panthers just cannot blow out the Rangers. They beat them 3-0 in game 1, but they pulled the goalie towards the end there. Rangers just have a knack for keeping the game close, hanging around, and forcing this thing to overtime. So if I had to bet it, I'd rather take that, +265.
All right, 2 more here for you, Peach, both on the diamond. Logan Gilbert, over 5.5 strikeouts at +105 against the Astros, or former Orioles great Jack Flaherty, over 6.5 strikeouts. You have to lay some juice, though, at -140.
Yeah, if I had to choose but one of these, I'd go with Logan Gilbert, over 5.5 strikeouts. As Matt just mentioned, the last 3 games between Astros and Mariners have gone under, and tonight it's 7.5. That would tell you it's probably going to be a pitcher's duel. And as of late, Logan Gilbert, really good history against the Astros. 4 of his last 5 starts, he's had 6 or more strikeouts against Houston, so we'll go with that. Jack Flaherty's having a really good year for Detroit. The win-loss record is not good, but the ERA has been very good. He's starting to look a little bit like St. Louis Cardinals. Jack Flaherty, if I had to choose, though, especially getting the plus money, +105, I'll go Logan Gilbert over 5.5 strikeouts.
All right, next one here for you is we're looking at 2 potential MVPs here on the Yankees. Aaron Judge over 1.5 bases, -105, or Juan Soto over 1.5 bases at +120.
I mean, both are good options. Getting Soto at +120 might attract people more, but the difference for me is the fact that the Angels are throwing a left-hander today and Patrick Sandoval. So Judge going against a left-hander, getting that righty-lefty matchup instead of getting Soto with the lefty-lefty, even though Soto can certainly hit left-handers, I'd rather go with Judge, -105. Sean, let's go one more.
Yeah, last one here for you, Peach. We're going to look at the 2, 3-point shooters here for the game 5 here. PJ Washington, 3 plus 3 points made at +140, or that boy Naz Reid at +320.
We're going with Naz. I like him over 1.5 3-pointers tonight. I think 3 plus 3-pointers is worth a great bet, especially +230. Look at what Naz has done first 2 games of this series in Minnesota. 3 3-pointers and 7 3-pointers. We know the role players. Excellent at home. Naz has been shooting the ball well all series, but especially at home. It's been getting great looks. And if Karl Anthony Towns continues to shoot the ball the way that he did in game 4, it's only going to attract more attention away from Naz Reid. So I'll take 3 or more 3-pointers for Naz at +230. All right, time to wrap the show with PJ's plays. B-Mills with the question in the chat. A golf question for PJ. I know this has already started. Got Cam Young over Tommy Fleetwood, full tourney, and Shane Lowry over Fleetwood in round 1 for decent plus money. Was kind of surprised by the lines. Cam Young over Fleetwood, Shane Lowry over Fleetwood. Fleetwood was the second betting favorite coming into the tourney outside of Rory. And Fleetwood is a good guy to use for matchups. Like, I never bet Tommy Fleetwood to win a golf tournament, but He certainly can finish top 10, can finish top 5. He finished a runner-up at the RBC Canadian Open last year, and on paper, this course should set up pretty well for him. We talked about it throughout the week. They last played on this course 2019, and it benefits the plotters and the shorter hitters, so Tommy Fleetwood certainly could have a good week this week, and that's why he is a favorite in those head-to-head matchups over Lowry and Cam Young. Kay Hilmers, let's go Florida PGA. Thoughts on the total? Another under and OT game. Kay Hilmers, I would go with another under. Shesterkin has just been that good for the Rangers. And, I mean, yeah, I think OT is certainly worth a bet, right? I mean, three of the first four games in the series have gone to overtime. Like, I just think this is going to be the same thing we've kind of seen all series. Florida dominates the game. Igor is great. They force overtime, and then we see what happens in OT. So I think at plus 265 for overtime, still a good bet. And I like that under as well between Florida and New York. Going streaking, really like this play tonight. Marcell Ozuna going up against Trevor Williams. Ozuna 10 for 30 in his career against Trevor Williams. He's batting 308 this season, has a hit in three straight games. We're at 5 in a row. Let's make it 6 in a row with Ozuna. Naz Reid been talking about it all show. He's going to be my prop lock. Over 1.5 threes at minus 115. Dog of the day is going to be the Dallas Mavericks plus 4.5 against the Timberwolves. I think the Wolves win the game, but all these games have come down to the wire. Three of the four games in the series have been decided by 5 points or less. I'll take Dallas plus the points. Shawnee Sharpe's going with Jose Altuve over 1.5 total bases at plus 130. And my favorite bet, my best bet, is going to be Duke to win the regional minus 135. Against Oklahoma, who is the number one seed in the Norman Regional. Again, my best bets for today. Marcell Ozuna is going to be our guy in going streaking. Naz Reid over 1.5 threes is my prop lock. Mavs plus 4.5 against the Wolves is going to be the dog of the day. And Duke minus 135 to win the Norman Regional. We'll give out our favorite plays for game one in the college baseball tournament tomorrow. We'll be live sweating some of these games. We wrap up the week as well. And make sure if you missed any part of the show, you go check it out on the Send It In podcast, wherever you get your podcast. Listen, rate, subscribe, and review. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Good luck on all your bets.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.